Welcome to an exciting experimental episode of the My Balls Itch series that has come to be known as the Alan drinking a drink on his lunch break. The series. It's not named that, but it might as well be named that. You don't know how many times I consider just renaming this podcast series and starting a completely new one. That I can just do with actual, you know, guests and shit. I might do that, because what if I do come across Jim Adler, Sean Elliott, Jessica Jones, or something, and I'm like, hey, come on my podcast. You're like, oh yeah, sure. Sounds fun. What's it called? Just come on my podcast. It'll be fun. Oh yeah, sure, man. What's it called though? It's the my balls itch marker. What? My balls. I've had people tell me my original AOL address, myballsitch22@AOL.com, was very inappropriate. I was never gonna find a real job. And you could argue that it was true. I didn't get this job that I have right now until I changed to my current address. But that's just been my moniker, you know. It's just been my little nickname on the video games and whatnot. But no, there's too many episodes on this thing, man. I'm not gonna change, man. I'm not gonna. What do you call it? I'm not gonna budge. So yeah, I'm here. This is experimental. I say that because this is a post-operation on my tooth, Alan. Yes, that's right. I finally got my dang old snaggle, busted up Afghanistan-looking ass tooth taken out of my mouth. And I don't know if you can tell, but I'm talking differently. It at least feels differently. If I have anything to go to say about my mouth right now, it's my lips are kind of, I don't know if they're sore or numb. So what happened was, hold on, let me open up my Waterloo grape sparkling water. I'm slowly but surely getting away from the sodas. I'm really just trying to get clean, you guys. I know yesterday I had Popeye's chicken and I had some soda water with my chicken. But I did come home and Jeremy came through. He made some beef and broccoli with some white rice. That shit was fucking bomb, man. Living with Jeremy is like the biggest, bestest investment I've ever made in my life. And I've lived with him before and it wasn't this great. Maybe it's because he's cooking for a woman. So he's trying to, like, not be shitty about it. And he's just cooking for me as well. He's not cooking for me. There just happens to be a lot left. And he's like, hey, man, there's extra. Help yourself. And I'll grab some. I'm like, well, fuck. Why not? I love beef and broccoli. He knows I love beef and broccoli. God damn. So I had to go outside. I'm over here parked beside the fucking window or whatever. Or beside the gate, and it's drizzling. It's not that bad though. I could have the windows cracked, and Jimmy's a bit. So okay, let me take a sippy of my Waterloo, and we'll continue with this shit show. Yeah, I got a drink to the side. I feel like that guy from Boardwalk Empire. Fucking Harlow. He's got half a mouth. I'm literally eating like him today. I got a... Well, not really anymore. I had a... a gauze that I had to keep in my tooth, or where my tooth used to be. And so in order to eat something, I had to take out the gauze, find a secluded corner where nobody could see the big bloody gauze that comes out of my mouth, and I could only eat little mushy shit on the side of my mouth like a little bird. It's healing though. So let me go ahead and just describe the story for you guys. It's a fun little treat. So I wake up in the morning. I stayed up late watching Squid Games. Let's play a Squid Game. Let's Squid Game. Play Squid Game. Are you in this game? Let's play a Squid Game. Squid Game. That should have been the theme song. Lady Gaga should have given the rights to her song. And just have some K-pop, some cute K-pop chick just singing in Korean, but it gets to that part. Let's play a Squid Game, play a Squid Game. Let's have some fun. This beat is sick. Take a ride on my dick. So I go in. I wake up at 8. I went to bed nice and early. Been staying up playing this one video game. I'll describe the video game later. I don't know. Probably not today, but it's for another time. I wake up early. I was gonna eat some crackers. I brushed my teeth. I never like going to the dentist with dirty teeth, and thus I never really eat anything before, but I didn't know how long this procedure was gonna take, because I had to get a tooth extraction. Last time I went to go get it, she made it sound really crazy, like, sorry. This lady, apparently my last dentist was some older woman. She was cool, but kind of like always getting on my case for shit. I got this new doctor, this younger white dude named Dr. something something, J.P. Morgan, I forget his name. Oh man, this Waterloo is making me burp. Hold on.
Sound fee. Call Performance for now for your free consultation. 830-410.
Okay. So, yeah, they made it sound like a big deal. They're like, okay, since you have a really bad gag reflex, we're going to have to put you under most likely. So, it's going to be an extra so-and-so. And we're going to have to do the consultation, but you're probably going to have to go under. And did you bring a driver? Because you're supposed to bring a driver. Because you can't go under and then drive, and you can't work for like 2 days. And are you sure you're ready for this, you fucking little bitch? And I was like, whoa, wait a minute, man. Is my insurance not covering all this? What's going on? So months pass by. Cut to today. And I'm like, dude, I'm fucking tired of this shit. This tooth needs to go. It's getting in the way of my talking, my singing, my everyday life, my eating. Before my tooth got taken out, it was just kind of like in a lopsided snaggle position, and my tongue would rub against it, it probably getting cut up. It was like a sharp little piece. It was, half of it was gone. Let me just make that clear. Half my tooth was gone. What was left was just shrapnel and like shards. I guess the outside part was kind of intact still, but it was kind of off center, and it was just a bad situation going on. To the point where the past few months, I wasn't able to close my mouth all the way. So just saying words like Bruce or changes was really hard, or anything with a C or an H or whatever, like. And it affected a lot of things, and it made me sound weird on the podcast. It made me sound weird talking, and it made me sound weird just whatever. I couldn't really, couldn't really sing that well, I don't think. I had to kind of work around it, you know, sing with a lisp or something. I don't know what I did, but I just couldn't do much. But you couldn't really notice unless you really knew, like, hey, whatever. Anyway, not to get off track or whatever. I'm juggling these windows. This drizzle keeps going up and down today. It's crazy. So I go in today, and I finally talk to this one dude who ended up, I was picturing an older dude, like an older Indian guy. Turns out he looks like that Hasan Minhaj guy, like that dude from The Daily Show. Looked like that cat, but maybe a little older with like peppered hair. He was really young, energetic looking dude, real healthy. I was like, oh, this guy. And then his assistant was his badass, I don't know if he was Asian or what, but this other badass dude with a do-rag. And he was cool too. He's like making fun. He's like, hey man, we're going to put you in the room in the back where you can't hear you scream. I'm like, man, let me just go use the bathroom real quick. And so it felt good. And I go up to the lady at the front counter, another lady. I will just preface it. She was cuter. I don't know if that matters, but guys out there listening, you know what I mean. And some girls out there. You got some busted up woman telling you you're a little bitch and you have a really bad gag reflex. And you're like, what the fuck? What did I do to you, man? And then I go to this place and it's an attractive girl. She's real nice. She's calling me Mr. Leos. And she's telling me, all right, it's only going to be $90. Mind you, last time they're going to charge me like $300 or some shit. Because I guess it was because of that to put me under. Like fucking... What's that Evanescence song? I'm Going Under. They were going to play that song and that was going to put me out. Bad joke. Okay. Yeah, they were just going to do local. And I'm like, dude, I told the girl over the phone, let me do local. I've done it before. I know it works and I know it's fun. They just numb the side of your mouth and they just grab your tooth and they just pretty much just wiggle it out. And it doesn't take that long, from what I remember. And it was just magical, you know? They're pulling a tooth out, but you don't feel it. You just feel your head going back and forth, but it's fine. So I really wanted that service again. Didn't get that at the last dentist when they were doing the cleaning and whatnot, but I guess, fuck that, right? Or when they're sticking the needles down my fucking gums, that... fucking torture. But this time, oh, by the way, just a side note, the new younger white dentist guy that I got, motherfucker was a G, man. The machine wasn't working right because the chick didn't know what she was doing because they were gonna do a cleaning and I needed some cleaning, you know what I mean? Motherfucker don't floss that much. And he's like, no man, I'm just do it by hand. And he's getting his little tools and he's doing it by hand while we're talking about Central Market. It was nuts. That guy was cool, man. Shout out to that dude. Anyway, I'm at this place. The nice lady's like, $90. And I'm like, shit. I wanted to look cool in front of her, you know. I got $90. I should take care of it right now. Shit. So I give her my debit card. She runs it. You know, I had to... I had to cancel my PlayStation Plus for like a day or so. I'm like, all right, they haven't taken it out yet. I'm just going to like, because, you know, I'm running low. I had to do a lot of Halloween shopping yesterday. I'm trying to get back into the spirit of making clothes and costumes and cosplay. Start sewing again. I got a real boner at the Joann's Fabrics, man. I was just like real excited. It felt good. I got a friend of mine, she wants a costume, but she can't really do it herself. And I'm like, wait a minute, you're telling me you want to be this person from this movie with this outfit that looks badass and you don't want to buy it? I get that. You don't want to go to Spirit and pay $80 for a costume. So I'm like, all right, look. Let me handle it. And, you know, I was happening to be shopping for some Super Mario shit. I'm going to be Super Mario Fire version this year. I thought, you know, it's fun. It's comfortable. I was feeling lazy. But then homegirl's like, hey, I need this and that. And I'm like, let me do it. Sounds like fun. So I'm going to Joann's. I'm going to Spirit. I'm going to all these stores, Goodwill. And so that's what I was doing. So today, sorry to get sidetracked. I'm sorry. I have to take another drink. Okay. Anywho, point is I was broke, but When I wasn't broke, I'm broke now, but I have like I still have money for tomorrow. I got 2 days. It's that day before payday syndrome, which is fine. I don't give a shit. I don't like food anyway. I don't want to eat. Whatever. Hurry up, Alan. Hurry up. So I get there just trying to prepare my body and mind for this extraction that this lady made a big old fuss about. Ugh. Damn. Tasted like Little Caesars. I had some garlic mac and cheese earlier. God damn, it was good. She put some Parmesan and panko on the top and, like, you know, kind of roasted it or whatever. Woo-wee! Fuck. I'm sorry. I've got the HDMI. What do you call it? The HIV? No, that's the wrong one. Rain looks nice, though. It's going against the window. It's pretty cool. You ever get the raindrops on your windshield and you don't want to ruin it by wiping it away just yet? It just looks cool and you, I don't know, man. It looks nice. Gotta roll up my window now. I don't mind droplets, but last time I had the window down for a little bit, the water started settling in my seat cushions and it had that that moldy smell, you know? It's kind of disgusting. So they finally call me up. The badass Asian dude in the do-rag. He's like, "Hey, man, it's time." So he takes me to the seat. Actually, rewind. The hot Indian guy, it was time for the consultation, which was like $60, but I guess my insurance took care of it. I'm not sure what the fucking deal was, but he sits me down and he has the notes from the other dentist. He's like, "All right, man, is this for your wisdom tooth or what's going on?" I'm like, "No, they said I need to take my wisdom tooth out, but I'm going to do that later. But this motherfucker up here really needs to go." And we're able to load up the x-ray. And so he tells me to tilt my head up and he sees the tooth in the back. He pokes it once with his little finger and he's like, "Yep, all right, well, yeah, all right, well, I'll just sit back down in the waiting room and we'll get you out here." And I'm like, damn. He just, either this guy is lazy or he's just so good, he does this every day, that he's just so efficient. And you're gonna also get a reason why I'm saying this in a minute. I go into the waiting room, and I'm looking at my phone, looking at bullshit, like, Adam, what's that dude, Adam Strong, or the new Guardians of the Galaxy character, Adam Warlock. They got that one kid with the eyebrows to play him. That's pretty cool. He's all right. I don't mind that shit. And I'm looking at other news, and then they call me up. The nice, cute lady calls me up. Asian guy. Fast forward. I'm sitting in the chair. And they put this little jelly around my tooth. And I'm like, okay. I think they did the jelly last time when I was doing the cleaning stuff and the pokey pokies. Hopefully this isn't the full thing, but maybe it's starting to work. I can feel it starting to work a little bit. He's telling me not to swallow it. And I'm like, oh shit, what happens if I swallow it? What's going to happen? I'm sitting there for a while, and then he comes back with a big needle. He's like, "All right, I'm gonna give you a couple little shots to numb your mouth." And as he's reaching in, he's like, "It might hurt, but you never know." And yeah, I'm sitting there. I'm like, "Just fucking do it, man. If it means I don't have to feel shit later, you know, do it." Pokes me one in the front. Ooh, it stung. One in the back, inside my mouth. It stung. He's like, "All right, cool. You're good." This car's rolling up. Jesus is my everything. Is it your everything, though? Come on. Who pays for the gas? Who pays for the light bills? What you talking about? Jesus is my everything. Come on, man. That's stupid. So I'm sitting there a little bit more, and I'm like, okay. And I'm clenching my mouth, because remember I told you, when I clench my mouth, like that tooth gets in the way, and I can't clench all the way. So I'm clenching it, and I can't I feel the tooth there, but it doesn't have that, you know, painful whatever sensation. So I'm like, okay, something's going on. And so a few minutes go by, and then a cool Asian guy and hot Indian guy come back, and they're ready to go. It's just the Asian sensation, the 2021. They're going to take care of me. So I'm sitting back, and I'm hoping, God, don't let them make fun of my gag reflex. Because every time I brush my teeth in the morning, I'm sorry, I don't suck dick on the regular. I don't suck dick at all. I'm sorry. So I don't have a... I think that's what it is. That's my... I didn't want to go... I didn't know. I didn't want to go there, guys. I think these ladies... They're probably... They probably don't have a really... hard time with the gag reflex. I'm just saying. You gotta go home. You gotta please the husband. I don't know. I'm not gonna say it, but I'm just saying it. You know what I mean. If you don't know what I'm saying, then just keep on going. I'm just saying. These ladies, how are you gonna act like some dude that rolls in and I start gagging when you put a finger in my mouth? How are you gonna talk shit? I still don't understand. I don't get it. I'm just saying. Maybe they take it for granted. I shove something down a woman's throat and she's not gonna fucking shed a tear. Whatever, man. Whatever. Moving on. So, these two dudes, they roll up. One of them's holding a metal thing that's holding my mouth open. The other one got the little, I don't know, tools. They didn't even give me the sunglasses to, like, cover up that big-ass light they put on you, but I was just closing my eyes. I was just, like, concentrating. I was like, all right, cool. Let me just get prepared. I didn't know how long this was going to take because I had work, which I'm at work now. I had to work, this was going on around 10:30. I had to be at work by 2, so I'm like, all right, as long as this doesn't take too long and I can make it to work, I'm good. This is how long it took to get my tooth that's been plaguing me for years taken out. So they begin. Boom. All right, so, man, it ain't going to hurt, but there's going to be some pressure. Your head's just going to be going back and forth. All right, yep, and then they're pulling it. Yep, they're like that. See, you're doing a good job. It's all good. Hey, man, that's a nice beanie, man. Hey, man, you look good in a beanie. He's talking to the doctor, the assistant's talking to the doctor. Hey, man, you look good in a beanie, man. Oh, man, I never look good in a beanie. What? What are you talking about? Every time I wear a beanie, it just doesn't work out. Oh, man. Look, man, don't let anyone tell you anything. You look good in anything. I don't know about that, man. Thanks, but I'm just not a beanie guy. Oh, man, I wear beanies all the time, man. Back in school, bloop. All right, man. Mr. Lewis, you're good. And I get up, I'm like, wait, what? That's it? And I'm like, and they're like, yeah. And he pulls the tooth around, and this fucked up tooth, this thorn in my side, this villain of a tooth, is just at the end of these tweezers on homeboy's hand. And this motherfucker looked gross. It had like a green little area and a red, I'm pretty sure it had yellow stripes at some point. And like just, it looked, oh my God. And I wanted to keep it, but they're like, nah, man, we got to get rid of it, man. COVID regulations, you know? You got to trash it, man. I'm like, all right, I understand. Because I wanted to put it in a little jar and just keep it as a trophy, like, motherfucker. Piece of shit, motherfucker. You know, every time I wake up and look at him and shit. But they let me take a picture of the x-ray, so that was cool. But yeah, it was so fucking fast. These guys just yanked. You could hear some cracking. You could hear some this and that. And my head's being, like, pulled back and forth. And I didn't... I mean, credit to the fucking anesthesia or whatever, but I didn't feel it come out. I thought they were just working at it little by little. Because when I went to the other place, the tooth on my right side of my head was taken out by the doctors at the university. It was a doctor and a couple students that were kind of like shadowing him. And they had to do some kind of like drill down the center and then work on the sides and then finally pry it out ever so gently or whatever. Took a little longer, but still you had the, you know, pulling back and forth, and I didn't feel anything, and it was pretty fun. This time it was fun. I'm listening to the guy's conversation. I wanted to chime in, but I couldn't. And before I could even, like, I don't know, blink or whatever, these guys are like, "All right, man, you're good." You know, they get their little gauze, they shove it in my throat, they tell me to bite down, keep it there for a while. And then fucking Hasan Minhaj just fucking leaves. And it goes on to the next room to take care of more business. And I'm like, man, that guy's efficient. He probably takes care of like 50 people in one day or something. Oh, man, this guy's pulling out teeth like I take out a fucking trash bag or something, man. And then the Asian guy stays behind, you know, he's like, "Hey, man, so, what was he telling me? He's just telling me, like, what to do. Like, all right, man, you don't want to eat this and that. You don't want to eat any crunchy foods, no nachos, no chicken wings. Good thing Super Bowl ain't until, like, you know, a few months from now, but so you're good. So, just, you know, some mushy stuff like mac and cheese, mashed potatoes, you know how it goes. And no smoking, but, I mean, if you got to smoke, make sure it's just, like, you know, keep it within reason. But, you know, just, you know, I'll let you use your own judgment on that. But yeah, just drink some water, you know, don't get anything on it. Don't be spitting it out too much because the suction from the spitting or using straws will kind of disrupt the healing process. You don't want the scab coming off and blah, 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 blah." And he's just telling me all this. He gets me a goodie bag. It's a little ice pack that I put on my face and some gauze. And I just put that on my, just clenched it on my teeth. And I do remember that part from last time. I had the cotton shit clenched underneath my, where the tooth was. And I knew it wasn't going to take that long because the last time I got it, I got my tooth taken out last time at the university. And that night, I had a date with a lovely woman. And I was able to remove the gauze just in time for her to show up. And we watched some movies. And we did some cuddling. And we had a little kissy party. And it was nice. So maybe I bled in her mouth. I don't know. I think she was into that, though. She was a crazy girl. But no, I think I'll do all right. I had the gauze. I kept replacing it. I went back home. I could have waited to eat, but actually, no, I couldn't have waited to eat. That would have been stupid. Went home, watched some more Squid Games, and took a nap. Came to work, and here we are. It's drizzling. The air is kind of cool, but, well, I guess it got cooler. Earlier, it was fucking warm and muggy and terrible. Should be getting a nice cool front by the weekend. Woo-wee! Can finally start wearing my fall collection. I got a real sweet jacket and pants combo at the local flea market down Eisenhower. Can't wait to fucking wear it. It's gonna be a trip. It's like it's some kind of grandma fashion. It's those. It's like a windbreaker with a matching set of pants that you see like those old, you know, Italian grandmas wear when they're power walking at the mall or some shit. It looks dope. I want to wear it. And it's got removable, zippable sleeves. So it also works as a vest. And I'm just waiting on that. I got some other stuff I want to wear. Some stuff I want to make. Because, again, I don't know. I got the bug. I want to start sewing my own clothes. I think that'd be pretty cool. I just want to be productive, you know? I just want to be useful to someone or something, even if it's to myself, even if it's to my friends. Who knows? We'll see. But now that I got this tooth taken out, I'm feeling a little bit better about life. And, you know, tonight's karaoke night. Will I sing? Will I be singing a spooky Halloween song and then some blood starts dripping out of my mouth because my hole isn't, you know, healed up all the way? We'll see. Stay tuned. And with that said, we're just about nearing 30 minutes. My lunchtime is over. I'm going to finish up my Waterloo and get back to it. Thanks for stopping by, and if you got any teeth that are giving you trouble, just take them out. It helps with insurance, though. Don't just go. But I only paid a couple bills for that one tooth at the university. That's because it's students, so I don't know how that goes, but yeah, man, this dude, I don't know if I could give out his real name or not, but this dude was good. He knew what he was doing. He was nice. I'm pretty sure he answered the phone in the middle of the consultation like he's a badass. I think he was doing a drug deal, to be honest, because he told the other guy, hey, there's a shortage on, he said some scientific word, I don't know, and he's like, oh, man. So, anyway, not important. Get back to your regularly scheduled life. I'm going to get back to mine. And see you later. Hold on. Let's see. See you later. Yeah.